And now,
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
First one in this batch.
I was driving past a field when you were talking about the toilet brush. All I could smell was horse manure. It was like interactive radio. Tom from Southport.
That was on the classifiers yesterday where someone was selling a second-hand loo brush, which is disgusting and wrong.
I'm a bit worried about him. Why do his poo smell of horse manure? It's a bit wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. Get that checked out. Next.
Scott, you think the toilet brush is bad. I used to run a bathroom showroom. One customer wanted to buy a second-hand toilet seat from us, and another customer tried to return a toilet seat because they thought the hole in the toilet seat was too small. How big is their bum? Yeah. Ian, off of Peterborough.
Too right, Ian. Did you like my surgery-style advice there? Radio 1 Surgery with Scott Mills? Get that checked out.
That's as good as your exam advice.
Scott, what if you get abducted by aliens on your way to the loo? Everyone will think you've just gone home again. Alan, off of air.
This is me not being able to say goodbye, but I have been better in the last day since we mentioned this. I have actually got a lot better at it. I said goodbye to everybody in the office yesterday. I said goodbye to the self-service checkout.
What, you went all the way up to the fourth floor and then worked your way down saying goodbye to everybody?
Right, everyone in our immediate office, I made a point of saying goodbye to yesterday, because normally what I do is I just vanish without saying goodbye to anyone, which I know is rude, but I have a problem. But I'm getting better.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky.
What? I'd get that checked out.
Get that checked out.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I was just sat here watching the new series of Knight Rider and wondered whether you thought it stacked up to the original. It was good to get a cameo from the Hoff at the end, but personally, I think that no one can step into David's shoes. Speaking of the Hoff, do you know when the Hoff Drops debut single will be released? As I can't get it out of my head since I first heard it on the show when you went to stay with the big guy. Cheers, Dave from Leeds.
Dave, no word on when David Hasselhoff's daughters are releasing their first pop song.
What are they called? The Hoff Drops.
They're not called the Hoff Drops. On the show where I went to live with him, I suggested that was a really bad idea. So I don't think they call that.
The Hoff Suite.
I don't know what's happening with the song, Dave. And no, I don't think that Knight Rider, the new version, is in any way as good as the original.
The Hoff has told you to say that.
The Hoff has told me to say that, and he often listens in his car in California to this show, and that's why I'm saying that. Otherwise, I'll get a call later, hey, you know it's crap. So it's rubbish. And they only made one series because no one watched it in America.
P.S. Next time, to liven up Becky Cam, how about some different costumes for Becky, rather than her baggy top? Viewers could vote for them by text each day for the next day. I personally would love to see Becky in a Vicky Pollard wig, or as Catwoman.
Same.
Same. Vicky Pollard wig or Catwoman.
Mm. Could you combine the two?
I could, couldn't I? Mm. Then I'd just look like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Next.
That's it. anything you want to say to us? And I mean anything. You can tell that by the ones that have just been
Chappers.
On. Then send an email. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
She just kind of flicked her hair back thinking she was Michelle Pfeiffer.
This is Radio 1.